Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. We're waiting on the bus here, on the Small Business Bus. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Ovik Roy is here, too, folks. Ovik's a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, and author of The Apothecary. He also writes a healthcare policy blog at Forbes.com. Ovik, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the previous segment, we were talking about the slacker mandate, which is where and did you come up with that term, or is somebody else come up with that? Is that your cynical way of saying it, or who else came up with that?
I can't take credit for it. I don't know who invented it, but it's been out there for a while. But perhaps I'm one of the few people who's written about it in the major press.
Totally intuitive, but also maybe a little sarcastic. So anyway, the slacker mandate, whereas the young people up to 26 are allowed to stay on their parents' policy, healthcare policy, is part of Obamacare, right?
Yes, it is.
It's built into Obamacare, and you said even if Obamacare is struck down or parts of it are struck down by the Supreme Court later this month, that three companies are still going to continue with the program. So you brought up the idea of Obamacare being struck down. Where do you think we are right now? Any ideas on how it's going there? And do you know when the Supreme Court will make their announcement?
Yeah, so based on the calendar of the court, the most likely date for the announcement is June 25th, because that's I think it's the last Tuesday last Monday of the Supreme Court, and they typically put out their opinions on Mondays.
Right.
I do think it's going to be the last Monday, because it's such a complicated case that it's going to take them that long to. It's going to take them until the last minute for them to finally just sort of say, "Okay, we got to put something on paper. Let's figure it out."
Plus, they take their recess right after that, right?
Right, exactly.
And so they don't want to announce anything until they get the heck out of town. In fact, they'll probably drop the thing out of the airplane as they fly out of town. So they don't get attacked.
It's tough for us healthcare pundits because, you know, I'm sort of slated to speak at a number of different events and conferences and seminars around, okay, what did the Supreme Court just do? And our schedules are all up in the air don't know when this decision is coming, you know.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that they could say? What are the three or four likely directions that they could go? One would be they completely uphold it. The other one could they completely strike it down?
They could completely uphold it. They could completely strike it down. Those are the two simplest options. There are three options in the middle that are more complicated, that are worth talking about, that I've talked about in my blog. One is they just take out the mandate. I think that's very unlikely. The individual mandate. Now, I think that's very unlikely because I think everyone in the court agrees, and both the White House and the challengers agree, you can't just take out the individual mandate because it'll blow up the insurance market. So I think that's not going to happen.
You don't think they're going to take out the individual mandate?
Well, not by itself.
Yeah. Okay.
I think if they take it out, they're going to do it one of three ways. They're either going to overturn the whole law. They're going to overturn a couple of related provisions. So this community rating, like we talked about before, and guaranteed issue, which is the thing that requires insurers to take it regardless of pre-existing conditions. That's what the White House is. The White House has said in court, in the briefing documents, if you take out the mandate, you must take out these two other provisions that are closely related, otherwise you'll blow up the insurance market. But the rest of the law can stand. That's the White House's argument.
Right.
The challengers argue that you should overturn the whole law. I think there's a middle case in between those two, which is that they could overturn Title I of the law. Title I, the law has, I think, 12 titles. 12 basically chapters, you could say, of which the first section is the section that involves all the stuff that Obamacare does to the private insurance market. A lot of the rest of the law is about Medicare and Medicaid and things like that. But Title I is the employer mandate, the slacker mandate, the guaranteed issue community rating, the subsidized exchanges for private insurance, all that stuff.
Right.
So they could end up knocking out that, but keeping the Medicaid and Medicaid expansion, the Medicare cuts, and some of the other related stuff intact.
Because by taking out one, the first section, that's how they address the Commerce Clause issue, right?
Yeah, they
the Commerce
they
Clause
say,
controversy is pretty much bound up in Section 1, right?
That's right. So, I mean, there's other constitutional issues, right? Is the Medicaid expansion too aggressive and too coercive to the states? And there are a couple other things they debated around that. But they, if they want, you know, I think it would be plausible, and it would be hard to really get angry with the Supreme Court. I mean, from a conservative standpoint, it would be hard for the to get angry with a court that said, we're going to knock out Title I and keep the Medicare cuts and Medicaid expansion, because most people would say, you know, cutting Medicare and expanding Medicaid, as much as we may not like it, isn't as easy to challenge constitutionally as the other parts of the law that really expand government power.
Well, I don't think they're going to do the full strike down or the full approval, because anybody could do that. You know what I mean? That's kind of pedestrian to do that. Kind of rather prosaic to do that, right? So I mean, I think they're going to do something that demonstrates that they have a hand in this and that they have some influence and that they have the ability to understand. Their personal pride is going to cause them to do something in the middle there. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's my best guess, but
yeah.
I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah. Hey, Ulrich, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Same to you.
Ulrich Roy, ladies and gentlemen, with the Manhattan Institute. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.